welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl.
Good to be here, Ned. You know, it's always a treat to sit down with my favorite beaver. And I've got to say, this little podcast of yours just keeps getting bigger every single week.
Now, Dave, word around the woods is you've got something brand new cooking. So don't hold out on me, big guy. Tell my listeners, I simply have to know.
Well, Ned, here's the idea. Every single night, right at bedtime, kids can listen to a brand new Paws and Tails story. A calm one, a cozy one, the kind that helps a little one wind down at the end of a long day.
Every night? Now hold on just a second, Dave. You're telling me a brand new story every single night for every last critter in Wildwood? Why, that's a tall order, even for the big boss himself.
Every night. And here's the best part. I'm getting a whole bunch of our friends from all over Wildwood to tell them, each one with a gentle lesson and a verse from the Bible, little truths about God's love to carry off to sleep.
Friends from Wildwood, Dave, say no more. I'll do it. All of them. I've got the voice for it, you know. Just listen. Once upon a time, there was a very handsome beaver.
Easy now, Ned. We've already got our very first storyteller lined up. And wouldn't you know it, he's right here with us, straight from his porch out on Wish Lake. Say hello to Barnaby Mossback.
Evening, folks. Evening, Ned.
Barnaby Mossback, the one and only. Now, Barnaby, you've been around Wildwood a good long while, haven't you? Seen a thing or two in your day?
Oh, longer than most, Ned. I've sat out on that lake more years than I can count, and I've watched near every young'un in Wildwood grow up from a little bitty thing. Why, I've got more stories than there are stars over that water.
Is that right? You know, Barnaby, I think that's exactly why the little ones take to your stories the way they do. There's a whole lifetime of warmth and wisdom tucked inside every single one of them.
Well then, don't keep them waiting another minute, Barnaby. Go on and give the children a little taste of one.
Oh, I got a good one. About the time I was just a little hatchling myself, no bigger than the palm of your hand. And I went wandering off after the prettiest dragonfly you ever did see, clear out past the creek till I plumb didn't know my way home.
Oh, and then what happened? Now don't you dare leave us hanging, Barnaby. The suspense is tickling my whiskers something awful over here.
Now, Ned, that's the story, and I'm saving it for bedtime. You come on back tomorrow night, little one. Get all snuggled in. And I'll tell you the whole thing, and what my papa taught me about finding your way home.
That's what this is, friends, a brand new story every night from the folks of Wildwood, wholesome, gentle, and rooted in God's word. So ask your mom or dad to sign up, and we'll see you at bedtime.
You've been listening to Ned Knows. Now go on, get cozy, get snuggled in, stop tape.